Do unto others. Wow, wow, wow. Do unto others. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Do unto others. Yeah, sure. Do unto others. How much have I done unto others recently? What have I done unto others recently? What do I want to do to others? Who are these others? Do unto others. Well, the phrase goes on. Do unto others as you would that others do to you. So, I would like the whole world to love me. Okay. Then, that means I must love the whole world. Okay. How do I go about loving the whole world? Well, I start out with loving me first, because I am the center of the world. And when I love me, I see me wonderful and happy and joyous. I see me peaceful. Okay, now, I love me. Now, I love my family. That's not too hard, is it? No, that's easy. Do unto others. Now, I'm going to love my friends. That's also easy, isn't it? I'm going to love the people in my world. I'm going to love the government. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, okay, I'll love the government. I'll see everybody in government doing their perfect appointed task and doing it beautifully, and I love them, I love them, I love them. They're wonderful, they're wonderful. And then I love the world that I live in here. I love my environment. I see my environment as fresh and new and beautiful and pure and perfect. Do unto others. Now, okay, now I'm loving my environment. Now I'm loving my world. Now I'm loving my universe. And I love all this. Oh, that's pretty grand. I mean, goodness sakes, if you start loving from that level of consciousness, you can be loving all the time. That's not a bad idea, is it? Would I like everyone else to be loving to me as I am loving to them? However I am loving to others is how others are loving to me. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So, now, how am I loving to others? Do I love them because I want something from them? Or do I love them because I am love? Now, do I think happy thoughts about other people because I want them to think happy thoughts about me? Or do I think happy thoughts about others because I am happy and I see only happiness? Do I look at the world and see it in glorious profusion of abundance of harmony and peace because I am glorious profusion of abundance and harmony and peace? And then I see the world that way. And when I see the world that way, wow, what a great world it is. What a beautiful world it is. What a happy world it is. What a fulfilling world it is. What an uplifting world it is. Wow, 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 wow. Do unto others. That has a ring of a lot of aspects to it that I hadn't thought about before. My goodness sakes, how wonderful. Yes, do unto others. Gosh, I want to get busy and start doing unto others. I want to get busy, start doing unto others. Right now I want to get busy. Little voice inside of me says, if you don't like yourself, you cannot like anybody else. Because however you like yourself is how you're going to like everybody else. So first clean up your own house and have happy thoughts about yourself. Have happy thoughts about your world. Have happy thoughts about who and what you are. And then the whole world will be a happy place because you'll be a happy person looking at the happy world. But sometimes there are problems out there. No. The problems are in me. And when I look at the problems in me, then I see the problems out there. When I see only solutions in me, when I see only happiness in me, when I see only goodness in me, then I see only goodness out there. In my creation. My creation. Do unto others. My creation. As I'd have them do unto me. My creation. What sort of a child am I presenting into the world out of my consciousness? What sort of a representative am I presenting? What sort of an ambassador am I sending out of my awareness of who I am, of what I am? Because that is exactly what I get back. That's exactly what responds in my world and shouts back to me, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's exactly what comes back to me. That's exactly what I know. Like in Bambi, where the little skunk sticking his nose up out of the flowers, and Bambi was learning to name all the things of the forest. And the rabbit says, that's a flower. And then the skunk stuck his nose up, and Bambi said to the skunk, flower? And the skunk said, you can call me flower if you want to. And the skunk, who was a skunk, and people and animals have to think twice about a skunk. But this little skunk said, hey, I'll be a flower if you want. I'll be whatever you want. And this is the way life is. Life will be whatever we want it to be, whatever we think it to be, whatever we dream it to be, whatever we create it to be. And how are you creating your life? How are you creating the world in which you live? Are you creating the world in which you live as a beautiful, wonderful place to be? Or are you creating the world in which you live as a skunk or as a flower? Well, now, I suggest, for me at least, I create the world as a flower. And it may have the appearance of a skunk, but it has the effect of a flower. Do unto others. Oh my, yes. How wonderful it is to do unto others and to do it now. This is my creation. This is my life. This is my world. This is who I am. And this is all that matters to me. To do unto others who I am. And I clean my house first. I prepare myself first to know that I am the creative cause of my universe, and it is good and very good, and I am happy and very happy. And truly, that's all that matters. I have that thought every day, wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, flowing through my consciousness, flowing through my heart, flowing through my life, and I am good and very good. And life is good and very good for me, because the world sees me as the flower that I see myself as, even though I may have the name of a skunk. It doesn't matter. I am a beautiful, sweet-smelling flower, and that's what I choose to be, and that's what I am, and that's all that I know to be. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you eternally.